All right, let's look now at a relatively new form of health insurance that's gaining in popularity among consumers and also insurance companies. It is called critical illness insurance, and it's catching on as people are paying out more out of pocket for their health care. Mark Zadeklik from Minnesota Public Radio explains.
Imagine you're diagnosed with cancer. Your doctor says your survival chances are good, but getting better will cost months of your time. And because you have high deductible health insurance, you're going to be responsible for paying thousands of dollars for your care before your insurance kicks in. You'll have many other expenses too. Maybe you'll need help taking care of your kids or your house, whatever. Such circumstances are the base argument for what's called critical illness insurance. The plans pay a lump sum you can spend however you wish should you become seriously ill. Among companies now embracing critical illness plans is Minnesota-based United Health Group, the nation's largest health insurer.
We've been in this market really since 2011, and we've seen double-digit growth.
That's United's Gary Harger. Harger says big changes in conventional health insurance have been fueling growth of critical illness plans.
More employers are moving to high deductible health plans as a way of reducing their overall employee benefit costs. And it's putting more financial burden on employees.
Critical illness plans are a good way for insurance companies to make money, says Steve Raleigh with Genry, a company that helped underwrite some of the first policies more than 30 years ago.
The opportunity for insurers to get in and sell a product that's needed by the consumer, but is not fiercely competitive with 100, 150 companies competing for the consumer, means that companies can price it to a margin that they think is fair for the risk.
That means insurers can make more money selling critical illness plans than conventional policies. But who's benefiting more from critical illness insurance? The companies that sell it or the people who buy it? University of Minnesota health policy professor Roger Feldman says it's complicated.
I think my basic perspective is one of being skeptical, but every person should consider their own situation.
Feldman says for people with little savings, big expenses, and lots of potential out-of-pocket healthcare costs, critical illness insurance might be a good choice. But he notes there are many conventional insurance options that cover a lot more than healthcare costs in the case of serious illness.
Such as disability, mortgage insurance, a health savings account, or long-term care insurance.
And Feldman says conventional options might be less expensive. But the people who sell critical illness insurance are betting on continued strong growth. Genry Vice President Steve Raleigh says since 1999, critical illness policy sales have risen from $8 million to $381 million a year.
On average, we're getting annual growth rates expected of 10 to 30% in the product line.
According to Genry, a typical critical illness plan for a 42-year-old non-smoker with a $20,000 benefit would cost about $300 a year. For NPR News, I'm Mark Zadeklik in St. Paul.